is the riot on Radio U. We'll stretch there.
Nothing bad.
Keep stretching.
Just a little stretch.
It is Friday. You know what I mean? You gotta have a...
Was this the week that on Monday we were talking about how we wish it was Friday like we really did, or...
No,
wasn't it there was... something this week?
Yesterday, we talked about how it was yesterday.
Might as well have been Monday.
How we wanted it to be Friday, but it wasn't, and no one was working to make it Friday.
Maybe that was it. Oh, well.
I mean, to be clear, I could check the archives, and I would bet...
That on Monday we said something?
Probably did.
Well, enjoy this podcast today, because this coming Monday we will be off, so no daily podcast sent out next time.
That's right. So you guys enjoy this one. We hope that it goes gangbusters for you.
Lots of movie stuff, some game stuff.
I'll tell you what, let's take a look here. We do talk about games. We talk about tree bags. So look, that's outside.
That is something different.
Running a half marathon while chugging beer. The NES Classic.
That's also the tree bag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See?
Glad that tree bag was there. You know what I mean? Using the bathroom in space.
Yep.
Passing out at your anniversary party. Roller coasters. Broken Arrow. Beauty and the Beast.
Perfect.
So
enjoy the podcast today.
All of that great stuff. I'm so ready for the weekend. You know what I got to do right
now?
I got to go finish shopping for our cookout that we're having today.
We are doing a Radio U staff cookout.
It's raining right now.
It's just drizzling. You're fine.
Well, I know, but I'm like, we'll still cook out, but we may end up, it's a cookout eat in.
Well, if not, we could pop the tent up or something.
Thought about that.
That's a possibility.
But the grass will be wet.
True. Okay, then maybe
we'll... I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy here.
No. We're giving ideas, going back and forth, trying to figure it out.
Problem solving a lot of times is a clear identification of the problem, and then you can begin working through solutions.
That sounds perfect. So you go get the soda, and we'll figure out the rest.
Gotta have that soda.
Can I have a Diet Dr. Pepper, please?
I was going to get a 2-liter of that.
Perfect.
So are you okay with the 2-liter?
Yeah, we can share.
Okay,
that sounds good. I won't drink it all. Nor will you drink it all.
I didn't mean it like that.
No. I just meant we're thirsty.
Hey, I'm a thirsty soul.
That's right.
It is the
riot. Have a wonderful weekend and a great Easter as well.
Bye.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie. So
The Riot. Radio U.
I may have mentioned earlier this week that I planted a tree. I'm learning all kinds of things.
It seems like it was some sort of like a special thing, but you had trees at your house that had died, so you had to replace them.
Yeah, first off, even if you have a tree there, you're supposed to call the gas company. The guy came out and he was like, "Did you hit the gas line?" I was like, "No." No, he really did. There was a guy just standing there, and I was like, "What?" It's like, "What are you talking?" Do you smell? And I actually said,
do you smell it?
I was like, "Do you smell something?"
He's like, "Did I do something?"
He's like, "No, but there's a gas line down there." And I was like, "No."
So wait, I'm sorry. A neighbor just was doing that? Or
no, some guy in a yellow vest just showed up.
While you were doing trees?
Yeah.
But you called and told them? Or did he just come in the neighborhood?
I don't know. I think he was just driving around.
Weird.
It was weird because I had headphones on and I was didn't know what was going on. And all of a sudden I look up and I was like, "What?
What are you doing here, sir?
What? Hello?
Are you with the trees?
I've got my headphones on.
I'm planting a tree.
The dryads have come.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I planted them. Okay, I don't know if you know this, Nikki, but you got to water them.
Yeah.
So it's not a thing
that, we knew that, right? We all knew that.
Did you?
Yes, you have to water it, just like if you pot a plant.
Well, okay, maybe some of us don't have a green thumb like you.
No one has a green thumb.
All right, so I have you got to water it.
Yeah,
that's a pain.
Well,
it is.
I thought the rain.
It helps, but like it rained like 3 days ago, so that's not going to be enough.
So now you got to give it a little bit of love in the beginning.
So it makes you wonder how any trees make it ever, because if you're not there to water it, then how are these trees making it? Huh? Like
I think
what?
It's in the beginning.
Okay.
So it kind of takes root and it takes it, it sticks.
All right. Well, here's the other thing. You just watering it, that's okay. But what you really want is water all the time. So it's like you plant it, that's a one-time thing, and you can water it like every other day.
But you want a drip situation?
Boom!
Put the bag on it. Water bag!
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not here yet. The water bags are supposed to get here on Saturday.
When they get delivered.
And then what you're supposed to do is you tie this bag to a tree, and then you fill the bag, and it will slow drip.
Yeah, the water onto the tree.
Yeah, into the roots and all that kind of stuff.
Sometimes you'll see that, like, if there's landscaping done, like, on the road, and you'll be like, why is there bags on the trees? That's why.
It's a water bag. It's amazing.
Then, when you're done with it, you can use it, like, pop it on your back if you do a long run.
No, it has holes.
Use it as a camel bag?
It has holes in the bottom.
Oh, it does. Okay.
So, it's not the same. So, yeah, but, you know, as I was out there working on it, this is what occurred to me. Me and this tree, like, I felt like God was teaching me a little bit about life. Because a lot of times, you listen to Radio U, we talk about a relationship with God, and you're like, it's a one-time thing. We're planting the tree. We're out of here. And then it's like, well, no, I can talk to God every other day or so. That's fine. And, you know, you get a little water for life, whatever. But what God really wants to be is your drip bag. Like, ooh, just got weird, right? But no, look, that's
only because the name is
okay,
weird.
All right. But God wants to be around just like, just a little, just all the time. Just give it a little water, give it a little water, give it a little water. So look, I sound like I'm kidding, but I'm actually totally serious. Jesus wants to be the drip bag in your life, attached to your tree. Little bit of water, little bit of making sure you're growing right, getting strong, being the kind of person you need to be. That's what God wants to do. He wants to help the tree that you are grow up and be a big, strong tree. So real talk, man. Let God into your life. Let him give you not like a one-time water and every few days water. Like God wants to be with you all the time, day in and day out, helping you out. So that's what I'm about. God, I need that drip bag attached.
Again, it's a terrible name.
It is.
But
you're getting it.
Yes, exactly right. It is.
You know what I'm talking about. And I don't want to wait till Saturday. I'll take that today.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot. On Radio U.
Nikki, let me tell you about other things in my life that I need to start doing. I need to start. Have you ever seen a PlayStation 4 controller before?
I think I've seen you just post a picture of it, but yes, okay. I know what it will look like.
Right in the middle of a PlayStation 4 controller, there's a PS button.
Yeah.
PlayStation.
The Xbox has one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I need to start pushing that button earlier in the evening, because that's the button that you use to turn it off.
To turn it off, yes. Now this is a life lesson, isn't it?
That's the button you use to turn it off, because last night I actually don't play during the week very much. I usually just play on the weekends because weeks are too busy, whatever. I don't know why this week has been the exception. I've been on the PlayStation 4 every night. And last night.
And you're supposed to cut it off early enough to have some downtime for your body to cool down before you go to bed. Otherwise, you're just amped up.
That's exactly it. That's what I'm not doing.
Because you're still, especially, you turn it off and you're still fighting and playing in your mind.
Oh, so playing in my mind. I dreamt about it all night last night. I kept waking up like, move, like this, no! I was very focused. And so I've been playing Horizon Zero Dawn on PlayStation 4. It's so good. It's so good. And I'm going to need to, like, this weekend I have to put it down.
Yeah.
Okay, like the sick animal that it is.
Now it's a holiday weekend.
It is draining
your soul.
Me.
It's a holiday weekend and we have Monday off. So
I can do this.
You could maybe give it till Monday night and then you pull the plug.
No, I think I'm going to be done before then.
You think so? Like, finish?
I do.
Your own choice you're done, or just you finish the gameplay?
No. I think I'm going to finish it. Like, I think that I'm close enough to the end there.
Finishing the game.
Yeah, and last night, the thing that kept me up is I've been working for days on getting the ancient armor.
Yes,
or whatever it
yes.
is, you know, and it's the thing is, like, this happens way in the future. So the ancient armor is still really advanced and it's got this shield technology in it. And you have to collect the 5 power cells. And I found the 5th power cell.
Wow, look at here. I thought you looked like a new man today.
And I was like, I should go to bed. I just found the power cell.
You couldn't help yourself.
I was like, I got to go back. So I went back. I got the tech, and then I thought, well, I should go fight something. And then it was like, okay, you know what? Let's be mature.
And turn it off. Yesterday was a weird thing. By the end of the day, I felt like it was like yesterday was Friday.
I know.
And I remember it was like 9:30, and I was like, well, I'm going to watch something else. I said to myself, what are you doing?
You can't.
You have one more day. You got to still show up tomorrow.
You still have to do the show.
We still have to do it. So,
Nikki, you need to hit the PS button right in the middle of the controller. And you know what's funny is you put it in, you don't turn the PlayStation 4 off, you put it into rest mode.
Rest mode, because that's all it's doing is getting ready for when you see it again.
I know, and so I just thought, you know what, PlayStation, little buddy, you know what we both need? We both need to go into rest mode right now. And you know what, just like me, it was kicking and screaming and didn't want to go to rest mode, and me too.
It's just beautiful.
The thing is, like, I'm all about...
It's like poetry. That's what I'm getting.
I'm all about rest mode in the morning.
Yeah, but at night...
I don't want to go to rest mode.
Mm.
I don't want someone to hit the PS button in the middle of my controller.
No, you don't.
Oh, shoot. So, well, I mean, the good news is it's the weekend. I mean, after you get through today.
Today, you still have today. You still have not even a good portion. You have all of today left.
It is the beginning of the day.
I have all of it.
You're right.
So don't forget to check out riot.radiou.com. If you would like to spend today not playing games, but you can join us for our Riot Control podcast so you can hear us talk about games anytime you would like to and have that sent to you so you can catch up.
And you know what? Since it's the weekend, you don't have to put on rest mode. Just keep going, dude. Just keep going.
Well, for health's sake, maybe a few hours a night.
Okay.
Nikki isn't just beautiful.
She's the most deadly swordswoman in all of Great Britain.
The Riot. Radio U.
So, what do you collect in your spare time? Anybody? Nikki, do you collect anything?
I do. I have one thing that I collect.
What do you collect?
Whenever I travel anywhere, like for a vacation, not like if I'm going to see family and stuff, but if I'm actually on a vacation, I will get a Christmas ornament. So then...
But you know what? That seems super reasonable to me.
It's a collection, so I have a lot of personal Christmas ornaments from like traveling and stuff.
That's fun because it has a story behind it.
It does, and I only get one. And if I'm going to some place I've been to like, you know, 10 times before, then probably not. But like if it's a new place and I have a good memory, I attach that, and then I have the ornament I can see at Christmas.
Yeah, we have a family tradition of... getting an ornament that reflects your year.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, like the year I started playing trumpet, my mom got me a trumpet ornament. And the year I graduated from high school, I got a graduating guy
with the
cap gown and stuff like that. So, you know, those sorts of things are what we do for Christmas.
Outside of that, I think that's the only thing I would call a collection.
Yeah, the thing that I love to collect but is... in reality, starting to become a little obnoxious are coffee mugs. Gosh, I love coffee mugs so much.
I don't think you meant to do that.
That
is just, you found yourself having a coffee mug collection.
I've stumbled into loving coffee mugs. And when I just find mugs and I'm like, oh, that is awesome. And I want that mug. And that's something that just isn't going away. In fact, right now I could just Google myself some mugs. And just, you
know, days and days and days.
And I realize like that's weird and whatever. But here's a guy that has a fairly unique collection. Now, I don't actually have his name, but he was just arrested in China because for the last 10 years, he's been collecting underwear from people.
Now we just went really weird.
He doesn't just like go. Well, Nikki, collectors can
mugs.
Be.
No.
Can be a little odd.
This is not a collector.
What is he then?
I don't want to say.
Or were you going to judge him on his collection?
No, is that... I'm not judging. I'm just putting a name to it. So.
Okay, so what he would do is he would go around stealing other people's underwear. So, like, if you had your underwear hanging out somewhere,
sometimes this can happen, like, say, if you do your clothes at a laundromat or something.
Mm-hmm. So, oh my gosh, the pictures are amazing. There are, I mean, imagine eight. I'm counting at least eight what seem to be about trash bag size bags of underwear. And then he's got a few like big chests.
Weird.
And the other thing is like you would imagine like, oh, he just has them shoved in there. No, they're folded and put away nicely.
Oh my gosh.
So, and it looks like.
That's fine. Great.
Just like my coffee mugs, it looks like there's a lot of variety here. Multiple colors, patterns. It's not like just, you know, he went and bought a set.
Oh, family must be so proud.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, they're withholding his name, so. whatever. I mean,
but
I get
they know. They know what's going on.
Well, I'll just tell you right now, I'm fairly certain this guy lives alone because this is not a collection that you could keep to yourself.
Yeah, you
just
can't keep it hidden.
Just like right now, my roommates are starting to get annoyed that it's like, okay, you're taking up too much of the space in this cabinet. Like, you have to make some hard choices about your coffee mugs, and I'm going to just get a cabinet to display them, obviously.
You just can make something else so you can have more room.
I feel like this guy was not displaying his collection, but at some point it overtook his living space. It had to.
This is why I also can't be like a police person or just someone with an investigation unit, because I'd be very disappointed when I opened the door and that was what we had to deal with that day.
Just walk in, you're like, are you serious?
You kidding
right
me?
Are you serious?
There's more.
Okay.
Like, then you know your whole day is dedicated towards figuring this guy out.
I got to go get the gloves. I'll be back. I should just start bringing them to the door every time.
I'm going to go get the papers because we're going to have a lot of papers to fill out.
It'll be a lot of paperwork, guy.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
But the very next day, I thought you gave it away.
You just threw it away.
That's right.
But this year, to save me from tears, I'm only going to give it to someone special. Actually, I want to talk about the NES Classic. Last Christmas, did it come out in early November? I think it
was. Yes, it was. It was this little Nintendo Classic thing. It looked like an old school Nintendo console.
It was tiny. It had its problems, but it was very, very cool.
And it was very much in demand.
Huge demand.
Especially right up to like Thanksgiving and stuff.
Last night I was at the store and I saw a Hatchimal and I was like, hey, those are those things that nobody could find.
Was that the egg thing?
There were Hatchimals and the NES Classic were the two tough to get toys last Christmas. Well, the Hatchimal is now at grocery stores. I mean, like, that's where I saw it last night when I was getting food for us doing the cookout, right? So now the NES Classic, which is still hard to get, Nintendo just announced, we were discontinuing that.
Well, I thought it was kind of a limited run anyways.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we were never going to keep making it.
I thought it was like not a one-off, but just a, hey, just for limited times, and then they'll bring it back out in like 2 years.
So despite the fact that you couldn't buy it anywhere, and you were desperate to get one.
Now you really can't.
Just to let you know, now they're going to be worth more than ever.
Great.
Because,
well, that helps. You're an owner of one. That brings your property value up.
You know what? I actually gave mine to someone.
Did you?
They wanted it bad, so.
And yeah, I mean, it's just, you didn't really need it.
I mean, I definitely played with it and had a great time with it. And then it was time.
Well, before that person finds out this story,
I need it back.
Ask it back.
Hey, so did you keep
the box? I
made
a mistake.
Did you keep the box? And did you keep the box in excellent condition?
Because I'm not saying like I'm going to get rid of it, but now it's worth more than ever.
Yeah. Well, it definitely will be. Now, you've got to imagine that. Well, no. Okay. If you pay really close attention to Nintendo, they do stuff that makes no sense at all. Like this, where they could print their own money. They're like, we're done doing
that. They could sell so many of them.
We're done doing that. In fact,
I don't understand either.
We didn't make enough. We're not making any more. People are, you know, stabbing people in the back and choking people out to get these. You know what? Let's just quit making them.
But when it comes to other things that are not as popular, they're just swimming in them.
Have you seen our Kirby Amiibo? We have thousands of those available now at a discount.
But we'll keep making them because it's obvious you want them.
So the speculation from a lot of people, and of course speculation runs wild, but some people are like, no, they want you to buy the Switch and then they'll sell you all those old games on the Switch.
True.
Which I'm sure is true. Like, no doubt about that. And then the other speculation is that there will be a Super Nintendo Classic that we will see later this year.
Oh, I'm sorry. You only have the Classic, not the Super.
I'm getting the Super Classic, so.
We can't just put something out, can we?
Everything you have sucks. I have the best things.
The second you take that console right off the lot, I mean, it loses its value, but now you're going to have to get a new one.
Just cut it in half.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
I've run a couple of half marathons, a few half marathons, actually. I'm not what you'd call amazing at it. I think the best I did ever was 2 minutes, 2 hours.
Woo!
2 hours and 6 minutes.
That's wonderful.
I think it was the best I've ever done. I was like, part of me kind of wanted to get under 2 hours, but it never happened. So, and now I'm just too lazy to run for 13 miles.
It's hard. It's like, I don't know. It's like when you do a diet and you're really, really great at it, and then you break off of it, and then for some reason you can never go back to being that consistent with it. Like something changes, like you know, you've seen the other side, and the other side is not doing it. So you're just perfectly fine not running or walking anymore with it to train.
Yeah. Well, Notre Dame just had their holy half marathon. 13.1 miles, and a YouTuber, Emmett Farnan, signed up to run it. But, of course, with YouTube, you've got to have a hook, right? It's not like I'm just running it. His goal was to shotgun a beer at every mile.
Now, shotgun a beer is where that you is just pop the...
It down, like, and that I think that you pop it and then put the other hole in it so you can drink it super fast.
So you're drinking it from, like, the bottom of a hole in the can.
And so he does that. And here's what's crazy. He averaged the only 13 beers took 46 seconds because he's running a timer the entire time. He was averaging a 3.6 seconds per beer. He had one beer at every mile marker. And he managed to run this half marathon in 1 hour and 43 minutes.
That's a pretty good time. That's amazing.
Dude.
Now he doesn't remember any of it, and the next day.
Well, he's got the YouTube to show him what
true,
he did.
True,
dude, that is crazy. I saw, like, the last half marathon I did, well, I guess it was the second to last, there were weird things happening on that course, because a lot of the businesses, like food businesses along the course, were offering food on the course.
To the runners?
Yes.
Wouldn't that make you sick?
Yeah, I can't even fathom. Like, Donato's Pizza was out handing out pizza if you wanted pizza on your run. White Castle was out handing out sliders. And it was just like, oh, guys, no.
But I think...
No, I don't want to smell the pizza. I don't want to smell the burgers. I don't want to smell anything.
Maybe for some type of runners. Like, have you ever met a runner who doesn't have to train, doesn't have to do anything? They can just run a half marathon. So for the running of the half marathon, like they
can eat. They're out there for fun.
Yeah, like they're having a good time with it.
Yeah.
That's not at all like how it is for some people.
Yeah.
Because you're just so sick as you're trying to do the miles. So it's not for you. But for someone else who's just doing it and they have no issue with it, they can eat.
I've run half marathons and had fun. And then I've run half marathons where it was actually the last one. I hated it so much. I decided I wasn't doing it again. I was like, why am I even doing this? This is stupid. And
I can't even eat this pizza.
There's no way that a White Castle slider was going to be the thing that was going to take it back to.
Sure, you liked
it. I'm having so much fun right now.
You're having a good time.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy. Well, kudos to people that are able to do amazing things like that. Me, I'm like, I ran 2.5 miles last night, and when it was over, I chugged a water. So, like, that was pretty sweet. Like, for my cool down, I walked around drinking water.
You did a great job.
Killing it. Look at you. Killing it.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, we've talked many times about your, pending trip to space that Nikki's going to be among some
Fingers crossed, I'm going to make it.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting, right?
I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
Don't like to talk about it too much, get a little nervous.
Mm-hmm. So, Jeff Bezos, you know, the guy from, he's the Amazon guy, right?
Yes, he is.
He's also behind the Blue Origin space vehicles, and that is like commercial space flight. So you get on the thing, and you're basically in space for like 4 minutes,
yeah,
and then you're going to come back down. And so one of the things that he talked about at the 33rd Annual Space Symposium in Colorado Springs...
I was meant to go to that, but I could not get off of work.
Well, you guys know what happened to that guy on the United flight? Let's just say there were other incidents, not quite so publicized, in which Nikki may have been dragged off a flight.
Had to come back to work.
Yeah. I immediately thought of you when I read this. So he said that there are three things that are banned on the Blue Origin
on
flights.
On the plane? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's see, because I have a feeling maybe I check some of these off.
Okay. Number one and number two.
Oh, you can't go to the bathroom?
There's no bathroom on this plane.
I can totally hold it.
Okay. Have you ever held it in zero G?
No, I'm not experienced that, but remember that one time we took that 6-hour car ride?
I do.
I held that then.
I actually remember the bathroom that we went to, and I remember going into the guy's bathroom and just being like,
it's not working.
Wow. I'm not even comfortable walking through this door right now.
It was just a very long trip.
It was a bad place.
How long is the flight? I'm sorry. Did you say? Or?
Well, I mean, about 40 minutes.
He says, staying up in space. You're just going up and down.
40 minutes from boarding to returning to the ground.
But you're nervous, though.
The traveling time takes 11 minutes. During that time, 6 passengers will travel 62 miles above the surface of the Earth.
It's not long enough. No bathroom, no problem.
Okay, once in space, passengers will be able to unbuckle from their seats to enjoy 4 minutes of weightlessness. And they say that this makes a lot of people get sick from weightlessness, which brings us to number 3, Nikki.
Throwing up.
You are not allowed
to throw up.
Who are they
to tell me not to throw up? Well, what am I supposed to do?
How the heck are you like, hey, don't throw up. Oh, okay, thank you. It worked.
I didn't know that's all we had to do when you get like the flu or something.
I'm good. It worked. Thank you.
Well, I don't know what they mean. That's presumptuous to just tell me.
What's interesting about it is that he says that weightlessness sickness is a delayed effect.
So you get it once you're down?
Yes. He said once you're actually up, he said you'll probably, like, people are fine, all that stuff. It is afterwards that they become sick.
And I saw a few people who have done the other planes, because there's a few other companies that do the same thing. And basically, if you've ever been seasick or car sick, you get this huge headache and like, you want to throw up, but you're probably not going to. You get that sort of feeling where you wish you would.
But you don't. Well, Jeff says, not on this plane, mister.
Because you're not.
You're not doing it. So, Blue Origin, obviously, they're not doing flights yet. Maybe that's not obvious. I'm telling you. They're not yet, but they're working on it, and they say that it really is coming soon.
Blue Origin sounds like an organic corn tortilla or some sort of organic soda.
Okay, you know what it sounds like to me? Like some very science fiction-y, like everything was fine, and then Blue Origin.
We came from the blue.
Yeah. Perfect. Like, right? That's where they came from, the Blue Origin.
Well, we'll see if we go.
Somewhere between $200,000 and $250,000 to take that flight.
Well, we'll see who can go. Not us.
Not us.
I didn't want to anyways.
Man, ghetto Blue.
Please.
Blue Origin. More like Who Origin?
You couldn't even invite us on there. We wouldn't want to go.
Stupid.
Way to go. That's
yeah.
Like it.
High five.
All right.
It's dumb.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it. Radio U.
It's on now.
Are you talking about what you've been watching a snippet of?
Mystery Science Theater is on Netflix now.
Nikki, it
has been, real talk, if you look at the last 6 weeks, it has been such a wealth of entertainment that I love that it's ridiculous.
Yes.
It is ridiculous.
The rest of us feel like we're lacking a little bit in the entertainment options.
Department, let me run it down
you
for you, okay?
You got a lot of stuff.
Horizon Zero Dawn came out February 28th.
You're loving it.
Like what? A week later, Zelda came out along with the Nintendo Switch.
You loved it.
A week after that, 2 weeks after that, Mass Effect came out. That's video games. Let's talk about movies. You had a new Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
Even though you don't like it, there was Power Rangers, there was Ghost in the Shell, and there was a King Kong movie. Okay? Then, is that not enough? Let's move over to Netflix. There was an Iron Fist TV show. That's a Marvel comic, thank you. And now Mystery Science Theater is on Netflix. Go ahead, blow up the world! We've had enough! We've done it.
You are just happy as can be.
It's ridiculous. And I will tell you, my response to this has been, in the last 5 weeks, I've been to the movies 4 times. I'm almost through my second game.
You're playing games like you've never played before.
I haven't. I couldn't tell you the last time I've spent this much time with a controller in my hand. And now I'm going to have to set it down so I can watch some of it. It's crazy. It is crazy.
I'm surprised you like Mystery Science Theater so much.
Well, we'll see if I do. I'm excited about the idea of it.
You've liked the older ones, too.
Yes.
So then you assume you'll like the new ones.
Like, when I was a kid, I have great memories of my dad and I watching it.
That's where that all comes from, then.
And that, maybe that's
that
it.
That is it.
Do you think I'm just trying to relive those childhood memories?
Well, yeah. There's an innocence about that.
There could be. And
but if not, you just liked it so much when you were young that you hope that it's just as good.
Oh, you don't think that maybe it's... Do you think it's an inherent loneliness? Like, I wish someone would come and watch a movie with me and hear some guys on TV watching a movie with me.
Possibly.
That could be it, right?
Probably not. I think you just like little robots watching a movie.
Sounds great.
So I think you just think it's great.
I will tell you right now, if there was a way to get little robots to watch a movie with me, I would.
Well, when you went to go put Mystery Science Theater in your Netflix queue, I was like, great, it's Friday. There's new stuff, right?
Yeah.
I went through the list.
Did you see anything that you liked?
I did not see anything. I was unsuccessful. You're happy as could be over there.
Nikki, I see right here there's a new Adam Sandler movie.
No, even though those things do so well for Netflix.
It's perfect for you.
So I'm not surprised if that ends up being a lot of people's choice this weekend.
The BFG just hit Netflix.
Nope.
No? Do you want to watch it?
That's the big giant thing, isn't it, from Disney?
I believe it to be the big friendly giant.
Freaking.
You got to be careful with that.
No, I know.
You got to be careful with that.
Giant.
If you've ever played Doom, BFG has a totally different meaning.
Different meaning, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And then, of course, I saw Escape from New York also got added.
Is that a movie?
Kurt Russell
from Kurt Russell.
That's a very old movie.
Old movie.
Yeah, like
see nothing. But you over there, just happy, happy, happy.
Wait, Nikki, wait a second. We're gonna find something for you. Just give me a minute here. There's
we can do that while a song plays.
Well, but you know, here's the hard thing. It's suggesting things that I would like, and
is
so
that it?
Like there's, that's why I'm nothing. Having a hard time finding something for you.
Okay. Those categories are not popping up.
But if we work on it a little bit, we can find something for you. Come on. You know what? I also
you're already taking Monday off. You don't need next Tuesday off. And you don't need to start prepping us for that right now.
No, I don't think I'll be able to make it this afternoon.
You're working on that?
After we have our cookout, I should probably go home.
You look a little feverish.
Oh, I've got movie tickets for 2:30. Okay.
I've seen a movie today. What is wrong with you?
I got to...
So you're not too sick. You do have a pending engagement today.
Well, it's clearing up, so I'll save that sick for another day.
It is just your glory time right now.
And I'm glowing.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Chief, she's...
Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot, obviously. Radio U.
Let's pretend for a minute. Pretend you've been married for 50 years. I know, you can't get to the second date, but let's pretend.
But you've found the person and you managed to make it 50 years.
Okay. And your kids are throwing you a 50th anniversary party.
Whee! Yeah. That seems like an event they would.
And so they get some entertainment for this 50th anniversary party. And this party... 50th anniversary party, they bring an Elvis impersonator because you or your wife, like the girl, she loves Elvis.
Okay.
And then something super embarrassing happens. She gets so excited that Elvis is there, she passes out.
Does she?
That's how excited she is.
So it's
right
the
now.
Older lady who's having her 50th wedding anniversary?
Yes.
Okay. So does it mean was she alive with Elvis? Like,
yes.
Is it way more personable?
She was alive when he was alive.
Okay. So
and
she was
she
such
said
a
that
fan.
Elvis has always been the secret love of her life, which I got to say, it's really exciting to know that, hey, like, I married this girl and she actually really was in love with this pop star. But
they made it work.
But it's cool. She was willing to settle for second best.
Hey,
and,
it's a celebrity crush, all right? She just had a crush and she fainted.
Okay. Like, let's get some perspective on this for a minute. It's weird the double standard that exists here. Like, when a woman passes out because this guy comes around that she thinks is super cute.
Now, that's weird because it's an impersonator.
Okay, it is. But, like, we're letting that go for just now. We think that's okay, whatever.
Sure.
But, like, for example, if we would have brought Grandpa's pinup model out through the doorway, like if
How
she would have walked
dare
out
they?
And grandpa would have passed out, well, people would have been like, that sick old man. He is disgusting.
Yeah, you're right. There might be some.
There's a double standard there.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
There's a real double standard.
It depends. Was hers like an innocent infatuation with this character or this person, Elvis?
But see, then again, you're immediately assuming that grandpa's
right.
infatuation was
not
innocent. And this beautiful woman that he thought so much of, like he wasn't interested in anything but
well, it depends on, it's not exactly apples to apples there, because if the person that grandpa brought to the party,
right, let's say he was
an impersonator of someone who had died.
Okay.
Because the grandma was in love with the character, the Elvis person, because he's dead.
That wasn't it, though. That's not what she wasn't like. Elvis is alive!
You know what? No matter what happened, everybody else is embarrassed because grandma fainted.
I'm just glad she's okay. That's the other thing. You're like, oh my gosh, grandma
just
fainted.
You don't think fainting at first. Yeah, you think something else.
But the other thing is, though, but you see, like, you still see this, though. Like, girls meeting pop stars passing out.
Well, do we like anybody that much anymore? I don't know if we're. I think we're kind of over some of that.
No, it's there. Like if you go looking for it, it's there.
Because I think now you could see the person that you have a crush on, even if they're someone famous.
So much, it's
not.
Yeah,
you can see. Like you can.
But they're right there in front of you.
Whereas, like, when was Elvis? 50s or something? 60s?
I would say 50s, 60s. I think he died in the early 70s.
So imagine if you could hear this person's music, like the grandmother liked, but never see him. Like, really never, ever see him.
So you're saying that it was a bigger deal then?
It was a bigger deal for that, probably, like, your grandparents to meet someone like that.
I don't know, though. Like, the other day I saw a video of some girl passing out when she met Justin Bieber.
Well, we don't understand that, so.
I don't understand the passing out part. Like, I've never.
It could be hot. You waited a long time. It could be hot.
No, Nikki, it's because he's hot.
No. That's not it.
Let's see. He died in 1977.
Elvis?
Yeah, he was only 42 when he died. So, like, that's not old. He was born in 35.
Congratulations on the 50-year anniversary. And I'm sorry that it's now been marred by this scandal.
I'm sorry that Grandma has come out and said the person she really loved in all these 50 years
was
Elvis.
Enough to faint at your party.
Yeah. She ever faint when you come through the door, Grandpa? No? Okay. Just old Grandpa.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
So, was it yesterday? 24 people trapped on a... No, this was...
Oh, no, the Six Flags thing?
Yeah.
No, I think that was yesterday.
It was yesterday. 24 people trapped on a roller coaster at Six Flags of America in Maryland.
No, thank you.
It's called the Joker's Jinx. That was the name of the roller coaster. And let's see. They were stuck up there for 4 hours.
That's a terrible time.
And how did they get them out? Did they...
What do they call those? Cherry picker?
The cherry picker?
The big thing that they have to bring up. Yep, it looks like they did up ladder.
My response to this is like, hey guys, look, turn the freaking ride back on.
Well, you don't understand. Like, I think... Your mind at first were like, why can't we get down? Like, why can't we finish the ride? What's wrong? They did have to wait, though, in a good spot. Like, if you look at the footage, they're not upside down. They're kind of at a nice little position where I think they stopped at the sweet spot.
It would be, let me tell you what you would hear up there. Like,
it'd be embarrassing.
It would be like this. It would be a lot of ins and outs.
Yeah, a lot of keep it calm. A
lot of breathing, a lot of... Because you think... The thing is, like, you don't think you would panic in that situation. But after you've been strapped into that seat for 2 hours...
Well, yeah, you're wondering.
2 hours, guys. And they're not... Like, they haven't... They're probably communicating with you, I'm sure. You're not a hostage.
Yeah, but why can't they get you down faster than that?
Well, maybe it just
takes...
And
I know they want to safely bring you down.
Dude.
But for crying out loud, 4 hours?
Well, I'll tell you. I've been stuck on a ride before, but not that long.
Yeah?
We were at Cedar Point, and it was that ride, like the tower ride, where they take you slowly up to the top, and then they drop you.
Yeah.
Well, they took us slowly up to the top and then...
slowly let you sit there.
We were just sitting there.
But even that, there's only down. So I think, like, for this, they got to figure out
okay,
how to...
Could you think about what you just said for a minute?
Okay.
Okay. I mean, eventually, you're coming down.
No. It's just the ride, like, up and down. Here, they're stopped before a drop, and you have to have speed, and if you do a loop, or... like, I'm worried about what if they turn it on, I can't just get back to the speed. I'd be very nervous.
We were stuck at the top of this thing, and here's what I didn't like, and I'm not making this up. We can see the control tower for the ride.
Yeah.
And I see one of the operators run out the door and sprint towards a building.
He needed help.
And I was just like...
okay, well, we're going to be up here.
And I didn't tell the other guys that I was with. I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to let them know how bad it is because it's bad.
You just start like, look at the view. Isn't it beautiful? We're up here.
It's bad.
It took them till 9 p.m. to get these people out.
Oh, my gosh.
No injuries.
That's good. It was dark by then.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're really terrified. You're like, well, are we spending the night?
This is the worst part. You waited in line for the ride. Sometimes, what, an hour or two, depending on how popular it is and what day. Six Flags America says the ride normally lasts for just over a minute. For over a minute, you waited in line, and then you waited 4 hours stuck on the ride to get down.
What do you get?
Like, what do these people get?
First off, they take
$10,000. That's what I'm thinking.
So they take
just
these,
right off.
The first off, they take you to the hospital because
they have to.
It's not because they care about you being okay. They have to check you out to make sure that if you come back with an insurance claim and a lawsuit, they have an immediate snapshot of your health following the ride.
So help me, don't you sign anything until you have
a
lawyer.
Not
sign anything until you talk to a lawyer.
And they would say that. They would just bring you out and go like, here, just need you to sign these forms before we let you go.
No way.
No.
You call us if you need somebody because we're coming.
Yeah.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
So, Nikki, if you're a teacher and you're arrested for grand larceny, is that bad?
Yeah, because I would assume
bad,
so.
You think?
But, you know what? And no offense if you're a teacher, but this is just based off some of the news stories. I feel like it's very hard to actually get fired as a teacher.
Well, I mean, it's easy to get administrative leave.
Yes.
Hard to get fired.
But very hard to get fired. And so even if you had, what do you say, grand larceny?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know if that would be enough to still stop you from being a teacher.
Yeah, it's interesting. This teacher is someone that some of you may remember if you pay attention to the news. There's a lot of stories that come out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, guys. What is broken in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma?
Which came first, the broken, the arrow.
And just to let you know, and Nikki, I'm sure you already picked up on this, but Broken Arrow was the name of season one, episode one of Enterprise. That's where that Klingon ended up crashing, in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
No one remembered that.
Isn't that crazy?
No one remembered that, and I doubt
Captain
they like
Archer
that.
Captain Archer took the Enterprise. No?
Nope.
All right, it's fine. Look, it's fine. Like, I just...
in case someone else thought that, yeah.
Throwing it in there. But this teacher, Lacey Sponsler, is the one that many people know as the cartwheeling teacher.
That's all we'll say to that.
Oh, you don't want to explain why?
I don't want to. I do not want to.
Okay. Well, according to this, she was accused of stealing a woman's purse at a bowling alley. So, hey, look, if you like bowling, no offense to you, but don't go to bowling alleys.
Why? Where else are you going to bowl at?
You don't bowl.
You just don't?
That's it.
Isn't it like, hey, I'm glad you're exercising, you're bowling.
Is bowling exercising?
Must be something.
You know what, actually, I can remember my parents taking us bowling and I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I think it'd be lots of fun. We just never do it.
And they had this arcade game there called Zwackery. I loved playing that.
So did you like bowling or did you like the games that they had at bowling?
One time my mom gave me the option of bowling or playing games, and I took the games option, so I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to grand larceny.
Oh, yeah. So she stole this lady's purse there, and...
which is, grand larceny's above a certain amount. Like, if you steal something...
Right. Yes. Larceny is just theft, and then, like, where it becomes larceny and grand larceny, those are just dollar amounts that get attached to stuff.
It depends on where you're at and what it is.
So, let's see. Earlier this year, she was charged for indecent exposure. That's the cartwheeling incident.
I told you not to say it. It's weird.
Wait, I didn't.
Okay, fine.
I didn't explain it.
Sure. I just said that's not doing that.
Okay, she pleaded not guilty, spent a week in jail.
Yeah.
Whoops. But hey, guys.
Still teaching.
Teacher went through jail, like in January, back in the classroom now.
Still teaching.
No big deal.
That goes back to my comment of how do you get fired?
Yeah. And now she is facing, let's see, they got grand larceny dropped to petty larceny. And so she pleaded that out. I think she's back in the classroom today. I don't know that. But she'll probably pay a fine and go right back to teaching, you know, young minds how to manage this world.
Larceny.
Yeah, how do you look? Okay, here's the thing. You got to get a government job and you got to get a contract. All right. You need to make sure that's what makes it hard for them to actually fire you. Yeah. So
she got picked up for stealing a purse.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll bet it was all worth it, though.
Well, it was grand larceny. There was enough in there.
I just like, that's a good point. I'd be like, what if you stole the purse and there's like nothing in there?
You put it back. No, then that makes it even.
Well, the one thing she had going is like, as a woman, she could be like, oh, I thought this was my purse. I have one just like this at home. And just like the one at home, now this one doesn't have any money in it.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
It's happening. Things are changing. Records are being broken. You want to hear what record just got broken?
Like with what? We talked yesterday about Thor and its YouTube trailer when it released, how it broke the Marvel record for the most views.
It did.
And the second most views for a YouTube video or YouTube trailer in 24 hours.
So,
is there another record that's been broken somewhere, somehow?
Yes. This is more Disney news. Which, I mean, honestly, they put out enough press releases every day. You could do a whole show on it.
Really good.
Okay, but this one is of some significance. Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Has just become the highest grossing live action musical in history.
So what's the competition, though?
Well,
I feel like that's the asterisk on that.
That's an interesting question, but there's another question, too, that you have to throw out here. And there's an important word in the middle of all this, and that word is grossing. Because what they're saying is, forget about the production costs, forget about the cost of movie tickets, forget about all those things. Let's just talk about the amount of sheer money that it has made.
Okay.
So,
that's not like its end result, but just how much money it's made in theaters.
Mm-hmm. So I don't actually have a list of the top grossing ones, but the Grease is the one that used to be.
Oh, yeah, that's a musical.
The highest grossing musical. So now when it comes to animated musicals, that's a little different. So
I feel like that's a bigger pool of stuff to choose from.
Yeah.
Especially since it's mostly Disney competition.
So $1.2 billion is how much Frozen made.
Yeah.
As far as its worldwide gross. And then Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, if you adjust for inflation... That wasn't a musical, but they say that would have made about $1.6 billion. And so, again, that's another thing where, like, adjusted for inflation, that's different. So, Beauty and the Beast, making that money.
Still haven't seen it yet. But
you know, the thing is, though, like, $1 billion isn't what it used to be.
So. Well, when you take away how much they spend on it, too.
Plus the marketing.
Like, I know Disney made bank with Beauty and the Beast, but for the other stuff, it really just depends because they shell out so much money to promote it.
But and the thing, too, is, like, you've got to remember, just these days, like, I think it's been this way almost forever, but, like, with a movie, it's not about just the movie.
Nope.
A movie is the front part of a large marketing machine. So it's like, okay, they sell you the movie, then they want to sell it to you either on demand or have you buy a copy or buy it digitally or whatever.
And you've got the merchandise with the drinks, the food, the clothing, the whatevers, the jewelry.
Yeah, don't forget about the coffee mugs and the action figures.
It goes as deep to even then, now you want to go to Disney. The trips, the vacations, the brand loyalty. It goes really deep.
Did you get the soundtrack yet?
Yeah, did you?
Music-wise. Okay. What about, you should get a poster too, and the bedspread, you really should. Like, would they make that in all sizes now? So
it's not just for kids. So
not anymore.
They don't want it to just to be a movie. They want you to really get right in there.
They want you to have a lifestyle of Disney.
This was the worst of the riot. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists. And Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
If you just put some hops in the urine, you could skip the whole cycle.